We don't always advert to it, but perhaps one of the most frequently indulged faults, imperfections, sometimes gross sins, is the forgetfulness, the failure, in some instances, the very indifference to the gifts that we continually receive from our dear Savior. So often we remember him, perhaps, when something does not particularly go our way, and we, as it were, pressure him in one way or another to give us this, give us that, and then complain if he doesn't give it to us in exactly the fashion that we like. And in the account of this event, a true event, as it were, the 10 were healed, only one came back to give thanks to the Lord, to show him his love, his gratitude for his stupendous cure. For us, we can remember something still more stupendous, the many times our Lord forgives our sins, the many times he waits patiently for us to walk faithfully in his footsteps. Instead of comparing what we don't have with what somebody else may have, we forget that each of us is loved in a very unique way by our Lord. That rather than say, you've got something I didn't get, simply, as it were, acknowledge us on the way to Jerusalem, on the way to Calvary, on the way to the Holy Masses, which is one great act of thanksgiving on our part. Thanksgiving for the stupendous graces and favors and gifts that our Lord has given us in forgiving our sins and preparing us for the joys that will be ours one day in heaven, but not only anticipating those joys, giving us a foretaste of the most treasured gifts that he could give us, his own love, his own person, to be able to learn from him, to know the truth about life and about death, to recognize in a figure like St. Martin of Tours, who lived and died centuries and centuries ago, someone who is very close to us, someone not afraid to die, someone not afraid to continue living, as the office says, the day puts it always ready to be an extension of the goodness of our Lord, in bringing others to know our Lord, not only to know him, but to love him and be united to him, to come to appreciate and give thanks for the stupendous love that he has known. Let us ask Our Lady to help us to remember to join her every evening in singing the Magnificat, that stupendous hymn of praise which she composed for the greatest gift of all the gift of Jesus, is who comes to us through her as her Son. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tuum.